Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
Welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. I am Andrew, and with me are my friends on Team Talk, Arfie, Quinn, and Sean.
Hi there.
Yes, exactly.
Good evening. Good evening, yay.
Okay. So, let's see if I press this button all the way over here. That will mute all of that, and I can load the messengers on this machine, which I believe are here. Is this the right one? Nope. I don't know, maybe it is. Looks like it's okay.
Yes, it is TBRM Live.
So problematic.
It's being a barsted on arse.
How about letting me open Hector so we can continue? There, now it's working. I guess like Hector, it couldn't be arsed for a minute.
Yes.
Okay. So, I believe I have selected the correct game. Or a computer that we were playing from, rather, to do this. So, let's play game number 3, and I believe that's our game. So, it just starts us off back at the crime scene or whatever.
That's the way to the hostage building.
Oh my. Is it now? Okay then. Let's see if I can adjust some of these noises a little bit.
Chief Superintendent Meeks, grade A ball grinder and all around nice chap. Why the hell am I here?
Ah, Hector. I do hope you don't mind being pulled off your current case.
No worries. I polished off the last bottle of my current case last night, in fact.
Jolly good then.
God.
Have we made any progress?
So far, we've come up short. Nobody's lived long enough to get any information out of him. Can we demolish the building? Good God, man, there are civilians in there. And your point is? What about sending in the twat team? I'm hesitant. They're a bit too gun-heavy for my liking. Isn't that the point? Hector, do I need to remind you what further civilian deaths from police negligence will do to my chances of a knighthood? Well, how about the snipers? Any visuals? Not a sausage. Ah, you're just giving me a great idea. I could really go for a sausage supper.
Wow.
Can't we just throw some money at this worm fart? You're referring to our we negotiate with terrorists policy. We usually drop trout quicker than a sailor on leave in these situations. Well, you know, normally I'd jump at the chance to hand over a large sum to make this all go away, but the budget's a little pinched at the moment. I thought we had some sort of terrorism slush fund. Yes, about that. I'm afraid the slush fund was eaten into slightly by last year's policeman's ball. Sweet Jeremy tap dancing Christ. A jar of pocket change? Those chocolate fountains don't come cheap. Well, what am I meant to do with this? Tempt him down to the Palladium for a few goes on the Tuppenny Nudgers? I'm sure you'll use it to the best of your ability. There's a good chap.
Okay, well, so now we have acquired...
A day supply of chump change.
There you go. Couldn't have put it better myself. Oh, look, it's Lambert.
That's Lambert. More thick as a plank standard is you, partner.
Isn't Hector any thicker?
How's that
he doesn't like much, does he?
I have two top men working on it as we speak.
While you're at it, get me a sandwich.
What kind?
Well, you know how allergic I am to anything without meat in it. Do you know anything about this turd nugget?
I've been compiling notes towards building a complete character profile of the suspect.
This should be good.
I really think I'm close to a breakthrough.
Description?
16 to 84 years old, first language English, likely male though, possibly female.
Oh, that narrows it. So, it could be anyone except your gran.
We haven't ruled her out.
History?
Damn.
All signs say the perpetrators are local, though might be from overseas, and chances are good he was once a child.
Lambert, if you were twice as smart, you'd still be an idiot. Anything to gain an advantage.
He's very good with a sniper rifle.
I mean our advantage, you spaz.
Nothing then.
Keep up the work.
Will do, boss. Pop back later. I may have a few more insights.
Oh, more insights. I'll be sure to stop by.
Think of no one better than...
What? Remind me.
I'm trying to...
Oh, so it was you who recommended me for hostage negotiations, was it?
I could think of no one better than you, Hector, to enter the killing zone and attempt to pacify a gun-wielding psycho.
Remind me to thank you properly later.
Okay.
Now, if it looks like that I'm not commenting much, I'm actually concentrating doing other stuff while listening to this. But yeah, I am here.
Okay. Let's go to the park.
Amused.
Let's give this guy the money.
Hi there. I got a little something for you.
What, me?
Yes, you, sir. Come on over.
What's this?
Don't tell me you've never seen one of these around town. It's a who cares badge. Everyone's wearing them.
It's not exactly inspirational, but strangely appropriate.
Who cares about Clapper's Reek? You do! Wear it with pride!
Have you got any bugger off badges?
Fresh out.
Who cares about Clapper's Reek? I don't. A day supply of chuck.
Apparently this game's on the iPhone too.
Oh yeah.
Apparently. Oh no, here's the drummer boy.
Any requests?
Let's see.
You know, don't stop believing.
I do indeed.
Oh my god.
Okay then.
Any requests?
Oh, please stop.
Gotta earn a living.
Nope, still locked. Perhaps I should look round for something metal, pointy, and nearby. Pity I lost that paperclip.
Would you want to use it anyway after all the shit that was on it?
Damn, I'm good.
I just use What do you call it? What are they called?
Paperclip.
Hypodermic needle?
Yes.
With on to unlock this door.
That is one tiny door.
Okay. Nice.
I forgot we had that.
Bigger on the inside. Well, let's get to it. My god, there's a squatter.
Why
in here.
You or something?
Eh? Barkles at the gate! You'll never take me alive, you damn dirty Barkles! Oh, who am I kidding?
This,
basically dead anyway.
Looks like an old, like a military veteran type of guy in a wheelchair. Staring at a television.
Wow.
The clocksmith.
He looks older than time itself.
Let's see. I need your help to fix this clock. What are you watching there? It looks a bit tedious. Any good war stories, old-timer? As you were!
First one.
I need your help to fix this clock.
You need my help. You need my help. Oh, really, Rosie?
He's got a
shotgun. I spent the better part of my life serving queen and country. And the worst part, in bowels of this damn clock. Nothing but the rats, this training video, and me triple distilled gel ignite to keep me company. And nobody comes to the door. Town Council, Preservation Society, punk kids in their wheelie boards. Now, you, they don't want to know nothing except how to fix the flipping clock. Well, bugger all of you.
Can't argue with a double-barreled shotgun.
There's the door.
Ask them something else.
Innocent human lives from. Are depending on this clock.
Pah! None of them ever took the time to talk to me, did they? Screw them!
Can you restart the conversation on that one and ask a different option? Having him pissed off
Put yourself together,
good
man.
Idea.
I need you to get this clank pile up and running.
What? Eh? Corporal Flaxer? Elite mission, Barkles, classified, pop bow, charge, retreat!
Oh, this is gonna be tougher than I thought. Just fix the clock, old man.
Bog off, beatnik.
But if we can't change our options, we may have to start a conversation with the guy properly without. Thing.
What are you watching there? Looks a bit tedious.
The mate time for safety workplace health and safety guide for clock keepers. Pull up a chair.
You don't have another chair.
Pipe down. Good bits coming up.
woman accidentally walks through shot. You must get bored arseless locked up in here all day. I came back from the war with a lot of hate, I did. I can't go outside, or the hate comes out in all sorts of ways. In another life, whoa, we could have been best friends.
I'm trying to make the compressor a little more friendly to the dialogue. I think that'll help.
It wasn't too bad anyway before.
Did we just drive past an oil refinery?
That's better.
Well, that'll be me homemade bluey. I put the blue on about an hour ago. Nearly ready. Any good war stories, old timer? Ah, you don't want to hear an old man jabber on about war. Okay, fine. It was dawn. Air dropped into the thick of it, strapped to this very chair. Me and me unit, we cut off. Cornered. Three Borkos approaching. Had to smear ourselves with our own feces to avoid detection. Hunkered down in a ditch. Turned out to be two sisters carrying their gerbil to vet. Made mincemeat out of them. Happy times.
He is a crazy guy. Yeah. You're crazy too.
There we go. That's an interesting compression curve, but I think it'll work.
It is, but oh well.
Really? You can see the compression curve I selected?
No, but I hear it popping in and out occasionally.
That's because I'm adjusting it from full to nothing.
Oh.
Now, tell me another war story.
Tell me another war story. It was early morning, February. The big freeze, we called it. No time for imagination back then. Ship had been stuck in the ice for 3 weeks. Cold, damn cold. So cold I wasn't able to keep me bearings. I have metallic ones now. Right bugger going through airport security, I'll bet. You wouldn't believe. Tell me more about the war. Dawn, North Atlantic. We were deep behind enemy lines.
I love this guy.
Just spotted a large shoal of cod off the starboard bow. And then out of nowhere, an Icelandic trawler appeared. It were bearing down on us. No hope of avoiding them. Had to engage. Oh, I still get flashbacks. Night time's twist. I can still taste the salted snacks that they offered us during heated negotiations.
What war was you in, anyway?
You what? All of them, Bucko. No. So, after the war, how'd you end up here, in this clock? Well, tanks, clocks, they're all the same on the inside, really. What's wrong with this clock? 30 years ago, lightning struck that tower, and it hasn't run since. Were you in here when it happened? Yep, fried me cable. Thank God for this.
Fried me cable! Oh my God.
Have you tried fixing it? Clapper's Leak Preservation Society always banging on at me to fix it. I told him, you try taking a neck cutter to the chest, then see if you feel like fixing the ruddy clock. So, now that we're chums, what would it take to get this clock working again? When the lightning hit, it blew the minute hand and the X clear off. What do you need to fix the minute hand? A new one. I mean, what's it need to look like? Any bit of metal about 6 foot long should do it. Bit of ornamentation never hurt either. Tell me more about this X. You know, the bit of clock between the 1X and the X1. Oh, the Roman numeral 10, you mean? No, the flipping X. Who's the clock expert here? That's it. But those are just superficial.
I'm a man of pride. Won't start up until she's polished to a right high shine.
Why don't I see what I can do?
You go find me some parts, and then maybe we'll talk.
Heavy duty illegal homemade liquor, I like your style.
That moonshine distillery helps me forget all the misery and suffering I've witnessed.
Well, I can only imagine the auras you saw in conflict.
I was talking about this damn video.
Nice.
Well, Hector likes drinks. So.
Here's to erasing our memories by the means of fermented liquid.
Hold it there, young buck. That stuff will erase more than your memory.
Sounds perfect.
I'm talking about our stomach and probably all the tubes along the way. Take a gander.
He just melted a table with that stuff.
Well, I'll be buggered.
Man replaced in war. Solid iron.
High octane. He can drink it fine.
Damn. Always like that table. Just don't get any on your hands. I lost two fingers just this morning.
Okay.
That looks like just about the dullest program I've ever seen.
You haven't had to sit through Midsummer Murders.
So, standard humans can't drink his liquor, otherwise they die. And because he's got an iron stomach, he's okay. Yeah,
I guess so.
Imagine being locked in here for decades with only that video to watch. It's like torture.
I was in a POW camp for 3 years. This is worse.
Yikes.
What if I turn this off?
Okay.
It's giving me a work-related head injury. Or I could just stand over here.
Okay.
Rule number one. Never touch a crazy man's junk. At least, not while he's around. Rule number one.
Okay. So, I guess we gotta try and help him fix this clock.
That leads into the park.
Oh boy.
6 feet long, bronze, ornate. Looks like a decent minute hand to me.
Hey! Where you think you're going?
Piss off, Runsack. I need that staff.
That statue public props, yo. You can have it when I'm done with it. Hello, well.
And I will. And I will.
Ah, turd-eating chimps.
Let's get some hints. I'm shameless. By the way, did you know that Lambert's a bit of an in-game hint system? Why don't you go try him instead? Cancel or get hints?
Get hints.
Nice work, chump. When you think about it, all you've really done so far is wake up, find some trousers, and get to work a couple hours late. Just like real life, I bet. Give yourself a pat on the back. By the way, you've now got access to Lambert. He's dumb as a sack of dead hamsters, but he occasionally pinches out a nugget of wisdom that not even he knew he possessed. If you get stuck, try talking to him first. How do I fix the bloody clock? How do I help the guy in the park? How do I close down the Exotico? No more riddles, no more insults, spill it!
Just the park.
That's interesting, because none of this really is what I want to do in the park.
No.
I want to get the staff for the minute hand.
Yeah. So that's
how do I fix the clock? Okay.
Yep.
How do I get in the clock tower? I think we figure that out. How do I get the old coot to help me? Where do I find the minute hand? Found the minute... I'm losing my voice. That's not good. Excuse me.
Yikes, this is TB going with coughing Andrew.
Yes. Found the minute hand, how do I get it? There we go.
Yeah.
Well done, you've been stumped by three short-arsed chimps in hoodies. A quick teet-a-teet will reveal that they're not moving unless they float away with the aid of hallucinogens. Now, that would be immoral to give real drugs to kids, but it doesn't say anything in the police handbook about giving fake drugs to cheeky little twats. What kind of fake drugs? Okay, they've cleared off, but the staff's still stuck. Let's try. The kind that look like drugs but aren't. Where do I get fake drugs? Look for a fellow who's high on... who's so high on life... Oh no, I can't read. Look for a fellow who's high on life and see what he's willing to share with you for the right price. Okay. So, let's find a fellow who's high on life, I guess.
Right.
I envision candy being involved somehow.
Oh my god.
What?
That box looks familiar.
Put Junkie in his place.
I know where you live. I'll be back for you. Never know when you'll need a junkie in a box.
There's a junkie in a love doll box.
Wow.
There's always something going down in the cottage park public toilets. There's a way.
Enter toilet block.
Now, all you gotta do is bring the cash or bring the thing. Do we have a deal?
Oh,
I gotta go. I think George Michael just walked in. Details in the first stall. Talk soon.
I've had enough toilet exploration for one day. I've had enough. Oh, what's taking that guy so long?
Which way?
I swear that turd is following me around. I've seen it 3 times now. I swear that. I went before I left the station.
Don't rush me. I'm giving birth to a brick here. I can't go if you're offering like that.
Wow.
Occupied.
Oh, what's taking that guy so long?
Occupied.
I've had enough.
I don't think...
That way to fresh air. Well, as fresh as you can get in this town.
I'll
leave you to it. Hope everything comes out okay. Hey! Guess he finally passed that stone.
That certainly wasn't a pretty image.
Examine stall.
Here I sit, broken-hearted. No, that can't be it. Hang on, this looks promising. Bring 25k in small bills to the bush out front of the public toilets. For identification, I'll be sporting a distinctive hairstyle and holding a red designer handbag. You want the thing? Bring the cash. Don't be late. Well, that's very descriptive and convenient. Sounds like a good opportunity to make a bit of cash. I just need a distinctive hairstyle and a red handbag. Oh, I think it smelled better inside.
Yuck.
He used to say...
Let me in.
I'd hate to get between him and a bag of quaver. You're going down, Rich.
You've got nothing on me. The only way you'll shutter this place down is if you shake it to the ground.
Is that a challenge?
The key to strong business is in your foundations. Porn.
Hey, a VCR. Haven't seen one of those since Meek's had air.
Okay.
God loves you. And you. Everyone else thinks you're an arse biscuit. And you. I'm here to help.
What was that, sir?
I said I'm here to help.
Actually, I heard you the first time. I just didn't believe it.
I'm supposed to get you anything you need.
Wow, fantastic.
How about therapy?
Thanks all the same, good citizen, but what I really need are donations.
Well, give him some cash.
Now, don't get me wrong, I don't want to help. I'm being forced against my will.
Doesn't matter why, friend, just how much. Go on, put something in the jar.
What jar?
Exactly.
Like,
all right, fucking pixel beggar. What are you out to eradicate? Climate change?
Ah, no, but a noble cause all the same. Ugh. Think globally, act locally, I say. No, you're looking at the founding member of the Kappa's Reek Preservation Society.
Kappa's Reek has something worth preserving? A society? I thought we just had gangs. What, like jams and things? Sounds futile, if you ask me.
Clapper's Reek has something worth preserving.
Of course it does. Clapper's Reek has a rich and diverse culture.
So does a Petri dish at the CDC.
Nice.
Tourism in this town. Who are you kidding?
No joke, officer. Just good old-fashioned civic pride.
Oh, I know you're joking. I'll be honest. When's the last time you saw someone with a camera in this town?
Well, actually,
not counting sexual predators or the BBC Crime Watch crew.
Oh, 1983, I guess.
God loves you.
And
different location. Have we been to this location?
No, yes we have.
Okay.
The crime scene?
Oh, yeah. What can we do here?
It's Hector, the mighty detective.
Yeah, not really. Okay.
Why can't I use this fucking item?
A day supply of here is a donation to what I believe the restoration of an equitable social climate in Clapper's Reef is worth.
22p. Thank you, kind sir. And here's a little something for you.
What are these?
Clap
peppers reek breath mints. Dissolves on your tongue, makes your breath sweet as the song of the clapperfinch.
Oh, I am never, never eating one of these. That leads into the park.
Breath mints, huh?
Yeah, I think that's our high on life, like, thingy thing.
Let's see. Give mints to Yards.
Boys. You still looking for a bit of mind-altering tablet-based entertainment?
We don't want nothing from you, copper. You trying to set us up? Go commit your hate crimes somewhere else.
Shame. I had a few items from the evidence room I was looking to offload. But you little boys couldn't handle it.
Whoa, hold up. What you got?
Oh, never mind. Just the latest party experience.
Hold up, bruv.
Sorry to bother you.
I said hold on. Let me see those again. Yeah, mate, I done these before. They're called...
Nob.
Nob, yeah. Yummy, I take nob all at a time. It's wicked. Makes you like all full and that.
Hey, I'm not interested in your life story. You want this or not?
Yeah, we's interested. Hand them over.
Careful, lads. Those things are curiously strong. Blow your heads off. Well, clean up your sinuses at the very least.
Rip it up, boys. Let's go. Mental, chicken oriental. Nob!
Oh,
we love Nob!
Oh, I love Nob, great!
Oh,
Nob's wonderful!
Right, now I know why some mammals eat their children.
My god!
Red, my favourite colour.
I picked up their can of spray paint.
6 feet long. It's wedged in there pretty tight! I need to grease it up somehow to slide it out.
Lubricant. Use a lubricant on it.
My staff is now greased.
Oh. Give it a tug.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
This should appease that crotchety old Time Lord.
Just crash the old Time Lord.
I kind of like this tune. It's catchy.
I do.
It is.
I'm sure if you look for it somewhere. In fact, I'm going to look for it now.
Let's see, where should we go now? Clock Tower?
That is one tiny door.
That drum sounds like V-drum's gone horribly wrong.
Hey, I brought you this. It'll do. Go on upstairs if you like. I'll get to work as soon as my show's done. Still don't mean we're friends, though. A face is broken. Wonder if I could see me caravan from up here. It's one of them drills that eats through just about anything. Wrought iron, human bone, shoes, you name it.
Nice, sounds useful.
Doubt he'll be needing this. I mean, seriously, a drill to fix a clock.
Yike.
Probably has a set of really tiny hammers or something. Something about this place rings a bell.
Hmm.
The face is broken.
Look out window. Here we go. Oh. There's some... a pregnant woman with a baby.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
What the hell? The guy with the drum sells...
I knew it! He's not just a talentless prat. He's also a criminal.
He's got illegal designer handbags.
It's back down into the crypt, living room.
I want to get him.
Right.
Ah, he's putting the new minute hand on.
Now, where are you getting?
You make much money doing this.
I'm saving up for knee symbols. Why don't you toss me a penny?
Why don't I toss you in the river instead? I saw you selling illegitimate knockoff handbags. Give me one.
I don't know what you mean, sir.
Hand over a handbag or I'll turn you into a pair of matching shoes.
As long as they're dancing shoes.
I mean it.
So do I.
Just checking, you can still hear me.
On a request?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, Papa's got a brand new bag.
I believe I can accommodate that request. You see anything you like?
Got anything red?
Nope.
Maroon?
Nope.
Crimson?
Just what's out, pal.
Fine, just give me that blue one with the G on it.
Ah, a GG la G. Excellent choice. Your wife will be over the moon.
Don't have a wife.
Your girlfriend will not say no the night.
Don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
That'll be 30 quid. And don't worry, your secret's safe with me.
Actually, this handbag is about to be used in a covert police operation. Let me introduce myself, D.I. Hector, Clapperswick Police.
Ah, on the heist. Have a great day, officer.
Okay, I think the clocksmith is, or whatever his name is still... Yeah, he's still up there, so I can steal this tape from the VCR.
Well, that's one for the video library.
And what's in the cupboard?
Oh wow, it's got enough crap in here to open a stall at the market. Christ, he's finished the bottle. Christ, if the world goes to pot, he's got enough survival gear in here to last the fallout. All of a sudden, I'm not so thirsty.
Well, what are you doing now?
That's strong stuff. Even the vapor took the air off me knuckles.
Wow! That's amazing!
What?
I filled up, I took his bottle of liquor. And I took the bad videotape.
Yeah.
Bad videotape? Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Apparently, I've just looked on the net. And you can get bits and pieces. It's interesting.
Alright, so now I'm going to attempt to switch the really boring videotape with the porn video.
Oh!
Oh, boy!
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's the two guys standing there freaking
Rich,
out.
Rich, something's wrong with the TV. There's no porn on it.
Sweet the mother of baby.
Oh my god. This guy is so fat, he sits on a scooter.
Wow.
Now's my chance.
Open the staff door.
Oh, hell, I don't know the code. Damn, He's fixed the VCR.
Alright.
What?
Close one.
You're telling me.
So now what's the, what? You got the other. You switched the tapes over.
I need that door code.
And I need something tactile.
Oh, please stop making that sound.
Give him that junky thing. You got one of those.
See you around.
Don't rub it in.
Yeah.
You actually have something in your inventory that you can give to this guy?
I got an idea.
I know. Uh-oh,
those are dangerous.
Let's see if I can trade in this love doll in the box.
Oh, wow.
I just have to get him first. I recently purchased this sex doll, but it didn't completely satisfy me.
Let's take a look. From Jeremy's mustache. I can see why.
I demand a full refund.
Oh, absolutely. I can't give you cash, but I can give you a store credit.
Well, how about an exchange?
No problemo. Are you all right with that display model there?
Well, that'll be sufficient, thank you. Is it safe to leave there until I can arrange transport?
I'll do my best to fend off the depraved, deviant porn rats.
You know how to make a customer feel special. I'd like to purchase the... There.
Do you... Hey!
Oh my god!
That leads back...
Yes, let's go back to the street, for God's sakes.
See you around.
Okay.
Don't rub it in!
How do I actually get the freaking doll then?
She's mine, all mine. She's mine. She's.
I don't get it.
She's.
So. Oh, I see. Okay. It's in my inventory.
Right. Oh, right.
Hey, Ali, there's someone I'd like you to meet. Many happy returns. Do with her what you will. Just don't do it anywhere near me. Oh, Hector. And don't do it while saying my name.
Oh, yeah. God.
The door code. Come close.
Not
sure if I want to stand that close to you.
No.
It's amazing. I have the same combination on my luggage. Thank you, Hector. You've made an old man very happy. And you have made a middle-aged man very nauseous.
Let's perform the old video switcheroo again.
Yoink.
Thank you.
Hey, Rich, something's wrong with the TV. There's no porn on it.
Sweet the mother of Debbie.
Did he in fact say sweet mother of Debbie?
Yes.
Now, heck.
It's some kind of... Now, I'll just have to type in Blind Alley's code. Oh, I should have been able to guess that. Uh-oh.
There seems to be an elaborate laser system in here.
Oh, boy.
Lasers? I wonder if these are the set-off-the-alarm type or the cut-you-into-tiny-pieces type.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't really want to turn my head to look at it, but my keen police instincts tell me it's a switch of some kind. It goes nothing. Now, that was a puzzle.
Huh, okay.
Why don't we just turn off?
I switched the flip and he got fried with Y-rays. I mean, I flipped the switch and the lasers went away.
Funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
No security. No security once you got inside.
Open the door. No access to basement. Well, that's obvious. I can see why it's boarded off. Those stairs have more holes than my underpants. That goes up to the manager's office. Filthy Rich's office. There's got to be something incriminating I can take this place down with. Man's desk sometimes holds secrets not even he knows about. Nope. Bollocks. My thorough search turned up nothing. Not even a stash of brandy. Shag pile, no doubt.
There's a carpet shaped like a big... Well,
shag pile, no...
You know. Hey, there's papers.
Yeah.
Thin stack of papers stashed under his phallic carpet. Could it be something illegal? Bargain ration. Just something not illegal. Oh, let's keep going. A suspicious looking ledger in beneath the chaise lounge. Could it be a second set of books containing a list of payoffs to city officials? Balls. Just a birdwatcher's guide propping up the chaise lounge. Better keep looking. Envelope discreetly placed beneath the leg of his desk. Could it be a blackmail payment from a local politician photographed in a compromising situation? Oh, bollocks. It's a birthday card from his aunt. Oh, there's got to be something else here.
Use power drill with X. Oh my god.
Here's to our health.
Oh, no.
I can see the part.
I accidentally skipped.
Those damn kids are still raving on breath mints.
Oh, that's...
What?
That blows. Wait.
What?
Like it skipped the little cutscene.
Oh.
That sucks. Well, so the blind alley guy was sitting there at a table outside the sex shop with the sex doll. That was kind of funny. And then, presumably something humorous happened and the giant X fell to the ground.
Wow.
Okay. Well, now we've got the X. Better get that.
Let's go down.
It's a hand. It looks like some sort of high-tech digital hand scanner. No, just one of those handicapped door switches.
Nice.
Would you like to see the cider list?
No, but this could go with some Parmesan.
Where'd you get the spaghetti?
I found it in the skip out the back.
I won't ask about the meatballs. Well, this ought to shut that clocksmith up. Let's open up the delivery hatch to the basement.
Enter delivery hatch.
Came up short in Rich's office, but maybe his basement is a different story. Gotta be something down here that'll give Rich a shakedown. And what is that?
Did you get that X?
Rank?
Yes.
Oh, good.
What in the name of... He really will allow anything to be returned. These supports are pretty bug-ridden. I'm surprised Filthy Rich hasn't fallen through the floor before now. Now you're just being stupid.
Oh.
There's power down here. Dodgy wiring. This socket's hooked up to the mains. That'll pack quite a charge.
So I have picked up a frayed cable and tied it to a broken light bulb socket.
Yeah.
And he has placed the cable inside a big box of vibrators.
Wonderful.
And I'm about to turn this thing on. Let's see what happens.
This ought to produce a good jolt when I'm ready for it.
I guess I'm not ready for it.
Lots of strange connotations there.
Let's use the moonshine on the support beam here.
Okay, Clocksmith, let's see if your stomach is stronger than these building supports. Rich better watch where he steps, drives. Ready for a shakedown?
Here we go.
Brings a tear to my eye. Must be the asbestos. If anyone asks, you didn't see anything. It's like I've just lost a huge piece of my childhood. Those guys really love their porn.
Okay.
So you shut down the porn shop, forcibly?
I guess so.
Okay. Now I need to give the X to the clock guy. And that should be two of your ejectors complete.
Well, a week. Lucky me. Maybe if I'd been more thorough in the office, I might have found this up there instead of having to rely on this poor last-minute patch of happenstance.
I know, right?
I go up.
There's the clocksmith. Let's give X to clocksmith.
Pain in the arse getting it up that ladder. Would have been a bigger pain in the arse for me. True enough. Rex looks good up there. Bit garish, perhaps. How'd you get up here?
Nah, you know, same way I always do.
How'd you get up here?
Nah.
How'd you get up?
Okay, I guess that's... I can't talk to him, really.
Now what? The clock's fixed.
Let's go downstairs. Those kids are still raving. Okay. I've combined...
A red airbag matches my bloodstained shoes.
Yes. Some red spray paint with the handbag, and I'm going to combine the wig with the handbag.
My own mother wouldn't recognize me.
Now we got... Put
this
on
disguise. Work. Oh, I feel a bit stupid.
I think that's the guy.
Distinctive hairstyle, red designer handbag. It's him. He better have brought the thing. If he's jerking us around, you know what to do. I brought the cash. You bring the thing.
What thing? Maybe. Did you bring the cash? Of course I brought the thing. Excuse me, I think I left the thing in my other handbag.
What thing?
Of course I brought the thing. Good, show me the thing. Let me just grab the thing for you.
You telling me the thing's in there?
Sure it's in here. Look.
That ain't the thing. That's one of them little packets of silica gel.
It may look like a packet of silica gel, but actually, it's the thing. That ain't the thing. Kimbo, waste this guy and take your time. Hold it there, Kimbo. All right, I'm ready to deal.
Listen, Featherhead, you either have the thing or you don't. I'm a very busy man.
You tossbot, you don't think I'm stupid enough to bring the thing with me, do you?
What are you saying? Where's the thing?
Only an idiot would have actually brought the thing.
So you're saying you don't have the thing?
Think about it. What security do I have? How do I know that once I hand over the thing, your monkey's not going to tear me arms off and pick his fleas with them?
Well, I...
That's right. I don't. So here's how it's going to play out. You hand over the cash. Then once I know I'm safe, I'll call you with the location of the thing. We clear?
That sounds fair to me. Kimbo? I'll be expecting your phone call. You've got 1 hour.
Cross my heart.
That's the best illicit item deal I've ever heard.
I know.
That's just about the dumbest. Ooh, spoke too soon.
Hey, Featherhead, what are you trying to pull?
Huh?
You don't even have my number.
Oh, right.
It's 028-9042-3983. If I don't answer right away, it means I'm in the car. Might get me by text. Cheerio.
That worked.
Oh, he's very agreeable, isn't he?
Out there, somewhere, there's a guy walking around with a thing. Oh, he's gonna be pissed.
I guess we are gonna give all this money to this guy.
I could settle my gambling debts with this. Well, most of them. There you go. £25,000.
No! Say it isn't true!
Oh, believe me, I wish it wasn't.
My dream has arrived. I never thought this day would come.
The day Hector just hands over a briefcase of cash to a complete ball sniffer, me neither.
Ah, Hector, imagine what this town could be if there were more people like you living in it.
Yeah, imagine.
Hey, not to push it, but have you got plans for the rest of that change jar?
Oh.
Hector, you're a true saint.
I really wish people would stop saying that.
In all the years I've been handing out these badges, finally I know the answer. Who cares about Clapper's Reek? You do, my friend. You do.
Enough. I've got things to do.
Operation Clapper's Cleanup is about to begin.
What the hell? He's got like an elevator.
Where'd he go?
By the way, I've just realized I'd really like one of those bugger off badges.
Yeah.
What's the count up to now?
37.
All right, Crumpstone, I've done everything on your list. If you let him go now, I can still make the lunch special at the Broken Arms.
Huh? You think that's all? Town's fixed now, is it? You do a little spring cleaning and we all just go home. Is that it?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no, no, no. I have much bigger plans for this town. You were so proficient at completing my first list of demands, I have a whole set of new ones for you. Now write this down. Number 4, clean the deck sheet down to the public fountain. Number 5, have the foul beds in the center of town spread out at least 3 of the 10 commandments. Number 6.
Food for the ostriches has arrived.
What toppings?
Mushroom, sweet corn, pepperoni.
I'd like to offer myself in trade for the ostriches.
He's eating the pizza.
Obsessed in the pizza. As I approach the building, slowly and deliberately.
Did you place the puck in the pizza?
I feel like I'm about to store in a really bad porno.
What is it with Austin Baker's pizza anyway?
I'm picking up something.
What in the holy living toss?
There's nobody there. The gun's got on a machine turret.
Oh my.
And it's pointing
just
right at Hector.
Just stay outside with the rest of the imbeciles.
And there's like a laptop with a big speaker.
Over for you.
He's having a bite of pizza.
Clapper's Reek Police Service. Thank you for your time.
That didn't sound good.
To be continued in episode 2.
Oh, nice.
In the very immediate future.
So what happened? Hector got shot by that
gun? We don't know.
Then? Oh, it's one of those. Okay.
Yeah.
That was quite a surreal ending scene.
Yeah, it was.
Why is this thing... Okay. There we go. All right. Episode 2, Senseless Acts of Justice.
I guess that makes sense in that universe.
Hunting a psychopath, Hector is pulled down a twisted trail of meat, sin, sleaze, and more meat. New game. Previously.
We need Hector.
Hector, sir? You sure?
I have a list of demands, of course. Get the Clapper's Reek town plot working again.
Something about this place rings a bell.
I can think of only one man trying to do good for this community. Find out what he needs.
25,000.
Where the bleeding hell am I supposed to pull that kind of cash?
I want the hub of the Clappers Creek porn industry shut down.
All right, Cropstain, I've done everything on your list.
Huh? You think that's all? You do a little spring cleaning and we all just go home.
Oh, here we go.
Did you place the puck in the pizza?
What in the holy living toss?
Looks like this pizza party's over for you.
Ball bags.
Great random
ball bags.
Great soundbite there.
So, Hector, no hostages, no terrorist, just an abandoned laptop in an abandoned building. Why, one can almost say there haven't been any crimes committed at all.
Except for the 37 cops who'll be spending tonight in a heap.
Bah, a trifle. Merely a speck in the eye of a grander plan.
Look, I'm sure it's a great story and all, but can we get on with this? I feel like I've been staring at this rifle for over a year.
Hector, always the here and now and never the wider scope. Fine, have it your way. Hope you don't mind if I don't stick around for what I'm sure will be profound parting words. The rifle you see before you is powered by a laptop containing highly sensitive face recognition software. Take one step closer, and you'll be eating that pizza with a side order of garlic bread.
Shove it, you bellend.
Click the rifle to look death in the eye.
Laser-guided lobotomy is but a sneeze away.
Double-click the door to casually slip out the exit.
He said not one step closer, but he never mentioned anything about one step sideways. And apparently one step is all I'm going to get.
Nice try, you almost made it. Now pick up that sachet of brown sauce on the floor with a double-click.
Just my luck. Why couldn't this have been sweet chili?
You can examine anything in your possessions with a double click. Try it with the pizza box.
Down to me last slice.
You can combine...
Don't do it!
Combine items by clicking one, then the other. Try putting the brown sauce on the pizza. No, don't do it, he said. Also, I will note that it appears that the gun is aiming at the face on the pizza box when he lifts up the box.
Ah.
I can't believe I just ruined a perfectly last slice of pizza. Ugh, well, I'll still find a way to force it down, I'm sure. Oh, come on.
Of course, you can use items in your inventory with other objects in the room. Try using your pizza with the wall. Waste Hector's last meal.
Yes.
What a waste.
Now, if you want to look around
look,
the room,
you've ruined me last,
just slide
last
about
me
with your mouse.
By a Freddy, huh? Can we stop with a bloody tutorial?
Sorry. It says on the screen. Game controls can be found.
Piss
on...
off!
I'm gone! It said on the screen. That's
funny. I that shot. Didn't even give me time to finish me slice.
So that's where he's really.
What are you, an idiot?
Game of Hector.
What's that?
I said, so that's where God's really located, in a game of Hector.
Where? I don't get it.
You did say, I am God.
Who said that?
I thought you said that.
Nobody said the word God at all. I'm gone. G-O-N-E.
Oh. I can't hear. I can't hear. I apologize for the confusion.
I can't combine those things. Looks like that rifle had it in for poor old Mr. Romero. Well, better him than me.
Granted, it would have worked in context if they'd done that.
Yeah. Screwed on tight. Maybe I could loosen it with something. Okay, nice and slow.
Nothing back there but a jumble of old wire. Still, you never know. Wiry. There's a hidden stash of hardcore Class A drugs back here. Nah, joke. It's empty. A box on a string's no good if I still can't reach. What should I tie the other end to? Well, those things together, not bloody lightly. Might as well be throwing licorice at it. Huh. Now you're just being stupid. Nah, can't be arsed. What are you, an idiot?
I got an empty pizza box and wire.
Might as well be throwing licorice at it.
Aha.
That floor plank looks a little loose. If this had been a slapstick comedy instead of an action drama, that plank probably would have smacked me in the face. It's like a fishing rod a child would make, the kind that usually catches sweet bugger all. This ought to mess with that facial recognition bollocks.
So, I basically have tied the pizza box using a bit of wire and a wooden plank so, like, I can dangle it in front of the gun. Use rod with lure with rifle.
Here goes. It's a shame there's no one around to see this.
Yeah.
That even challenged my suspension of disbelief.
He got it to shoot the laptop and now it's dead. Use that rifle.
Nice. I wonder if this is one of those check and see if it's dead moments, like in horror films. Those never turn out so well.
Let's check some of these game options here.
He got it to shoot itself. Self-destruct.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Where would Clapper's Reek be without Romero's pizza? Ha! Probably 2 stone lighter. Escape! Yeah, worth a try. Guess I'll have to keep looking for another way out of this room. The number of times I've wanted to do that in my office.
Shoot a laptop.
It's mounted to the floor. Nothing else in there. Locked! How the hell? Oh, I guess just walking out would have been much too easy. I wonder if Jarvis is still out there. I wonder if Jarvis is still out there. Rule number one. When you're inside a building surrounded by Clapper's Reek police snipers, never, ever go to the window. I can't combine. Well, those things together.
What do we have in our inventory for the...
Do this place any harm.
Say again?
What a strap.
Do we have...
Luck.
An the things in our inventory from episode 1.
Pulse generator capable of shutting down all electrical equipment in a 5-block radius.
Wow. Oh boy.
I'm just kidding, there's nothing down there.
Damn it.
It doesn't matter how many times I look down that hole, it doesn't get any less empty.
You seem slightly aggravated.
Now you're just being stupid. Not even a keyhole. And I'm an expert bloody lockpick, too. This guy knows me too well. Nothing else in there. Nah, can't. an idiot. It's got... Yeah, we're... I can't come.
Nice finish. Is that mahogany? It's mounted.
What the fuck? I don't know what I'm missing here.
The result of that warning shot. Looks like that. Well, those things together.
Okay, I'm clicking the question mark again in the first fucking screen, because there's nothing here. And it makes fun of me for doing so. Cripes on pipes, not 10 minutes in, and you're already desperately lunging for the in-game hint system. We got a name for people like you in Clapper's Reek, but I dare not say it out loud for fear of having to console you afterwards. Right then, can we at least assume you've made it past the tutorial bit? Here's your first hint. The answer is on the screen. Oh, you're past that. What the hell am I supposed to be doing here? Oh god, are you serious? There's a bloody big gun in your face. Alright, the rifle shoots faces, blah blah blah. Phases, I get you, so how do I get the... I did all of this. Have you swept the area? I spotted two potential enemies, how do I get them, blah blah blah. I got a bit of plank, enough of this, just... okay. I thought... doesn't make any sense. Use sniper rifle with door. That's what
seems like a logical next step.
Haven't I been trying to do that? That's what I don't understand.
Satisfying.
I used the sniper rifle with the door not a minute ago, and it said, "Were you an idiot?"
Oh.
I believe that actually is something they deliberately do to make me click the hint thing.
Yeah. You've got to actually use the...
Because I clicked the sniper rifle on the door.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I guess because you're... Because you're you're below average, you have to use the hint system.
Anyway.
Can't be good.
It's probably a tutorial element.
What the hell was that noise?
Name of all things, Bran.
How?
Seven.
Oh.
Six.
Oh, I can't even
five,
be asked running for me life.
Four. Three.
Well,
two,
anything?
No.
One.
Nothing at all.
Right.
One.
We're going to need another volunteer.
One. Ah.
Ow.
That did it.
Ah. Unlucky. Oh, well. Job done, people. Pack up and move out. Let's hit the pub, lads.
What? What about the hostages? And Hector?
Sir, look at the mess of that building. No one's coming out of there alive now, are they? It's a shame about Hector. He'll be missed. Bright side, sir. Terrorist also dead. Victory in its own cruel way.
Well, I suppose, but...
You've been through a lot today, sir. Why don't we head back to the station, pour ourselves a couple of celebratory brandies fit for two heroes, eh?
Oh, yes, brandy. Lead on. Perhaps we should commission a commemorative plaque in honor of the courageous Hector.
Well, we can certainly discuss it, sir. It might be just what the men's lavatories need to give them a lift. If there's a chance you're still in there, I'll never lose hope.
No permanent damage, I hope. Nothing like falling through four floors of masonry to put perspective on a hangover. I'm never going to complain about a night out on the piss ever again. Oh, I fixed a crick in me back though. Small victories.
Look at the bodies.
Buggeration, it's a bloody massacre. There were hostages in here. Oh, never mind. Just a stack of old dummies. Bugger me. That's still a bit weird. The remains of that rifle. I should probably grab it for forensics, assuming I'll get out of here alive. Rifle didn't survive the trip down, but forensics might still be able to pull something off it. I've got one hand in my pocket, and the other one is... Bugger, I'm out of cigarettes. Isn't it ironic?
Yes. I was wondering if that was the reference he was about to make.
What is that a reference to?
It's an Alanis Morissette song.
Ah, because I picked up a fake, a dummy hand off the ground.
Soft and
yeah,
subtle.
I got one hand in my pocket and the other smoking a cigarette.
Now you're just being stupid.
Yeah.
Fresh air coming in from outside.
Use vent.
Oi! Anybody out there?
Still haven't cut out those double pork fat kebabs, so squeezing out that way ain't gonna happen. Squeeze through a... Well, guess I do a bit.
Oh.
Rickety, but they'll probably hold.
Stairs. Exit to stairs.
Fingers crossed the rest of the bleeding building's more useful than this room. It's all that's left of that laptop from upstairs. Our tech lab guy will love this. He communicates politely with anything that isn't human. Oh, that is one huge hole. Whatever caused that must have been extremely heavy and traveling at... Oh.
Hector-shaped hole.
Not exactly the cleanest, but any port in a storm.
Use toilet.
Thank God, I'm bursting out both sides. You may want to avert your eyes.
Please, Hector, anything, just any little sign, let me know you're alive. I recognize that. Hector, it's you. Hector, are you there? Come in.
Oh, God. Wouldn't go in there for at least a fortnight. didn't that Lou just say my name?
Oh, happy day it is you. I'm not gonna cry.
Oh, he failed.
This is a new one, even for me.
Hector, it's me, Lambert.
Ooh, Lambert, for a minute there I was... Oh, never mind.
Put one of the demolition boys on so they can get me out of here.
Can't. They've gone home.
They what?
Well, when I say home, I mean pub. Look, don't worry, boss. I'm on this. I've got sledgehammers, explosives, screwdrivers, coloured keycards. Everything we need to get you out of this jam sandwich is right here in the trusty van.
Thank God.
Looks like...
You mean for once I don't have to come up with some kind of improvised...
Somebody just stole his van.
Objects? Lambert? Lambert? You still there? Lambert?
Oh.
Lambert just buggered off.
Actually, boss...
Buggeration, Lambert. What have you done wrong this time?
I'm gonna get cracking on that improvising thing you mentioned.
Brill, super cop. If I need you again, which I seriously doubt, I'll just come and yell at this turd.
Ah, whatever makes you feel better, sir. Over and out.
Sweet, merciful Hubert H. Christmas on a mechanical bull. Why can't things ever be easy?
Okay, Lambert, it's the moment you've been waiting for. Time to shine. Hector's trapped, time is running out, the rest of the squad has gone home, and you're flying solo. Plus,
You've lost your truck full of tools, so your only weapons are your keen sense of observation and your wits. Oh, crumbs. Hector's doomed.
Yes, I was going to say.
If Lambert gets on your nerves, and no
that's
doubt he
so
will,
clever.
Apparently we can switch between Hector and Lambert now.
I may have found a way in.
Oh, wow.
I may have found a way in. I just need to find a way to pry that cover off.
There's a fridge over here.
In my experience, there's always handy stuff in discarded fridges.
Oh. What the hell?
Ahoy, young Dabbershire. Don't you jig for a penny? Oh, that's so cute. I don't think I have a penny, though. Have you got change of a tenner? A tenner? What's that? I ain't never heard of that much money, sir. Oh, well, could have used a bit of dancing today. It's been a bit of a downer.
Look at Street Urchin.
Oh, poor little fella.
Sometimes I find an old button and pretend it's a sweetie.
Well, that's different.
Why were you hiding in that revolting germ-soaked rubbish tip?
Sir, that's my unassuming abode.
Oh, and what a lovely home it is. I like what you've done with the dirt.
Thank you kindly, sir.
Does your mother know you live in a fridge?
Ain't got no mother or father. Ain't never had one. They was paupers too. Me dad died in a stampede during a sausage roll giveaway. Me mum died in childbirth at the same sausage roll giveaway.
That was you. The sausage roll baby of Clapper's Reek.
That's me. I am rightly.
That incident brought much needed attention to the bylaws regarding sausage roll giveaway crowd control. Well done, you.
Guess I'm a bit of a public hero then, eh?
What age are you?
I have no accurate knowledge of my age. Never saw me birth certificate, nor in fact have I even had a birthday.
Oh, I'm welling up now.
What age do you think I'd be, sir?
Well, it'd be a guess. Looking at you, I'd say you were about 3. Hey, how about we crown today your birthday? Happy 3rd birthday, smelly trash boy. Hip, hip.
Okay, yeah, Lambert is annoying.
Playing in fridges can be very dangerous.
I told you, sir, I live in it.
Aren't you worried about suffocating?
Some nights I leave it open a crack when I sleep. That's when the rats come.
Oh my god.
This is some parts of this are just terrible.
It's fantastic.
How'd you end up living here?
Well, I used to live in a bird box until the neighbours started complaining about the noise of my tap dancing.
What do you do?
I tried to tap quieter, but it's just not the same. I've got to let it out.
Could you dance for me again? I don't suppose you've got any hand sanitizer in there.
Oi, are you making fun of my disability?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it's just I wouldn't want to catch anything off you. I mean, get my hands dirtier. Oh, God, I feel really itchy. Could you step back a bit?
He's got one hook for a hand.
That's concerning.
What happened to your hand?
I used to shine shoes at the boot blackening factory until the operations manager took me hand off for thieving post-it notes from the staff stationery cupboard.
Oh, how horrid.
Bojo cast me out, and now I make a less than meagre wage on the streets of Clapper's Reek, utilising my skills as an independent shoe shine boy.
You still shine shoes with the, that?
Well, the hook does seriously impede my ability to shine shoes without leaving huge scuffs. And between you and me, I have taken off a fair share of toes. Oh, but I'm really, really good. I could shine you now if you like.
No, no, just did mine this morning.
Oh?
How's the shoe shining market in general?
Not too good these days. aside from the hook thing, too many trainers out there, you see?
Oh, yeah, guess so.
Gets me enough coinage to occasionally afford a tin of chopped tomatoes for me own survival, though. Well, that and the dancing, of course.
Fare thee well.
There's a shopping trolley over here.
Oh, this trolley's seen better days.
But it's missing
How
a bunch
I
of wheels.
How can I have this old trolley? It depends. Will you be my daddy?
Oh, well.
Oh, go on. You seem such a nice fella. You can take it. But remember where you got it.
Sure thing. Right next to the revolting germ-soaked rubbish tip. Thanks, little sport.
Oh my god. Exit to front of building. Oh my.
Hey, I thought we cordoned off this area. I should know. I was appointed official cordoner. Meeks gave me a sash and everything.
There's some more Clapper's Reek professional ladies.
Yikes.
She looks lost. That, or she's been mauled by a wild bear. She looks the worse for wear. Must have ate a dodgy pilchard or something. Ooh, no wonder her feet are bleeding.
Stilettos.
Could I please just borrow your shoe? I'll bring it right back, good as new.
Hear that, Curly? Can he have your shoe? Go on, then.
Citizens, please retreat from the exclusion zone and structurally unsound building.
You police? You're gonna arrest us for being too sexy? Sorry, darling, I keep the volume down.
Where are you girls looking to get to?
Marital registration office on Gilbert Road. Today's our wedding day.
Well, shouldn't you be off getting ready for the big day?
We are ready, you plonker. What, you saying we look like a couple of skanks?
Well...
You look lovely.
She's all set to walk down the aisle and I'm her virgin bridesmaid, okay? Just need to get there first.
Can't you walk to your destination?
Ask her again when you've been dancing in heels to hardcore trance till 7 a.m.
I'll do that.
I'd say so.
What's the matter with her feet?
She insisted on jamming her bunion-riddle plates into pumps four sizes too small.
Well, I can see how that would be uncomfortable.
Tough, you'd be sorry. You got fat feet, Kaylee. Fat. Always said that. When will you admit it, dumb swaz?
Is there still a chance you'll make it in time?
We should have been there an hour ago. Groom's too good for her. She don't even love him. Anyway, she's got a thing going with Big Glenn. He'll not care if she don't turn up.
Well, no hurry then.
Well, kinda. We arranged it so the wedding service wouldn't clash with today's episode of the Jeremy Kyle Show. If we don't get a set of wheels, we'll miss it.
Miss the show?
No, miss the wedding. There's no way I'm missing Kyle. Find out today who the real father of my neighbour Kelly's cousin's baby is.
I'll see if I can arrange transport for you.
Mate, if you can get us a set of wheels, I'll give you 10 minutes behind the tip.
I don't accept bribes, and I'm a bit of a germaphobe, to be honest. I'm referring to the rubbish tip. I didn't mean... Oh, God, this isn't going well.
My dad had an encounter with professional ladies one day. It was interesting.
Here you go. One set of wheels.
Are you serious, darling? I may be wasted, but even I can count to four.
So I guess we need to get more wheels.
I can't leave Hector. What would he do without me?
Lambert, come in, Lambert.
Yes, sir.
Right, listen up. I've got a plan.
Oh, super duper. What is it?
Deep in the pipes of this old loo, there must be several decades worth of encrusted toxic fecal matter and methane buildup. Not to mention what I just deposited.
You've already lost me.
This toilet's waste pipe probably runs right down the wall of this building, right? We're gonna turn this bog into some sort of a bomb. A pipe bomb.
Oh,
but you're gonna have to find a way to get me a few things to give this impulsive scheme a fighting chance.
Ready, eager, and able, boss. Hit me with the shopping list.
Well, as hearty as my excrement is, it might not be quite enough to take down a wall, so you're going to need to find me something highly flammable.
Flammable thing, check.
Then we'll need something that could act as a fuse.
Fuse, check.
And I'll also need something to light it with.
Right, anything else, boss?
Well, Hawaiian breeze room spray would also be nice, but not essential. Yeah. Over and out.
Oh God!
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Nah, can't be asked.
Okay, that's checked. That's need a check.
Go to empty lot.
Car seems to be shaking a bit. Oh, crumbs! There's something in there. What if it's a badger? I hate badgers. Don't be frightened. I'm a police officer. Police, I'm about to open the boot. Hands where I can see them.
There's a guy tied up in duct tape. His mouth is duct taped. I believe it is the guy that was supposed to do the deal with the thing.
Oh.
Because he's got the same crazy ridiculous hair. So let's see. Here's our dialogue choices. Good day, sir. I'm Police Sergeant Lambert. How may I assist you today? Freeze. Stay where you are. I believe I asked you to show me your hands. Never mind. You seem a bit busy right now.
Last one. Okay.
Well, that's just going to make us exit. I mean, that serves zero purpose.
First one.
Oh, yes.
Good day, sir. I'm Police Sergeant Lambert. How may I assist you today? I'm afraid you'll have to speak up. Should I appoint you a translator? I'm sorry, I didn't get any of that.
Oh, dear.
You're not making any sense.
Wow.
I'm having trouble understanding you.
You're really going to milk that for all it's worth, aren't they?
Come again, sir? Is there anything I can do to help? Are you in need of assistance?
And they still keep using the same soundbite over and over again.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. You seem a little busy right now.
Rip the tape off.
Sir, I'm going to attempt to remove the tape so that we may converse freely. To do so, I may come in contact with your face. Do you wish for me to proceed? I'll ask again. Do you wish for me to proceed? I'll assume you mean yes. If you're harmed in this process, you may make a report to my superior. Oh, thank me lucky flipping stars for flip sight. Me life's in the hands of Officer Git for Brains. Not even a thank
nice.
You. What day is it? Tuesday, I think. No, yes, definitely Tuesday. Tuesday. What is it, morning, afternoon? It's 3:49 and 26 seconds, post-meridian. Oh, is that all? I've barely been in here an hour.
That's precise.
And there I go already, urinating in my own trousers. Oh, flip me. Is there anything I can offer in the way of assistance? I could murder a jam roly poly.
got it. Maybe a bowl of custard, a spoon, and the flipping ropes off. Right. What can I do to make you more comfortable?
Oh, I don't know. Foot massage might be nice.
Coming right... Oh,
all right, silly us. Maybe just the ropes then, eh?
Would you care for a refreshing beverage?
Oh, flip me, I sure would.
Yeah, me too. Oh, well, back to work. Forgive me if this appears rude, but is there a peculiar smell about you?
I've been in here a while. I probably smell like all kinds of bodily fluids. Unless, of course, you're referring to the petrol.
Ah, yes, petrol. I love that smell. Ah, yes, bodily fluids. I loathe that smell.
Petrol.
What's that? Petrol. Sorry, I was miles away.
Petrol.
Ah, yes, petrol. I love that smell.
These ropes are drenched in it. I think they siphoned it out of the car and dumped on me.
Oh, stupid killers. Oh, wonderful. They would have had to walk home.
Weren't too bright, no.
Why would they douse you in petrol and then not set fire to you?
I don't know, but I flipping well wasn't going to ask.
Yeah, I think not.
So are you using those ropes right now?
Depends what you mean by using...
Well, my partner's building a bomb in that building over there, and I need a fuse.
In that case, yes, I'm very much using them.
Can I have those ropes when you're done with them?
I've had three others ask me the same thing already, but I like you the best, so yes.
Oh, wow, thanks. Stay calm, I'm all over this.
Oh, brill. I'll just wait here then.
I guess we gotta find something to cut that guy's ropes with.
Driver must have been distracted by something shiny. Happens to me all the time. That way leads back to... a festering heap of germ-ridden garbage around the back of the building. Fare thee well. Hector's still trapped in there. I should really stick around and help out. My arms are like cocktail sticks with squares of cheese on the end. I can't knock down a wall with my bare hands. This wall is structurally unsound.
There's a visual to that that makes that more interesting.
Of what?
His comment about his arms.
They're like toothpicks.
Oh, I see.
That pipe looks just big enough for something other than Hector to fit through. I just don't think that would do any good. That side of the building is even duller than this one.
What, no elevator? Even if I went up, I'd still end up in a basement. Isn't that always the way? Had to use one of me socks again. Isn't that... that hole. There's a whole other room over there, but there's a bloody great hole in the way. What are you, an idiot? According to my chiropractor, I shouldn't be doing this. Oh, I won't shift. That hinge pin's holding it solid. If I had something pointy to pop that hinge pin out, that'd take the door off.
Hmm. What to do?
I saw something like this once in a torture museum. After seeing her feet, I can see why. What would Hector do? Probably just call me a numpty. That side of the building.
Use stilettos with air vent.
Maybe I could use this shoe to pry off this vent.
Huh. The pointy part of the shoe fell through.
Kaylee's going to be very displeased. Why do I always do stupid things when it comes to women's shoes? Just wide enough to fit inventory items.
Ah. We now possess the capability to give things to Hector.
Yeah.
Where the hell did this come from? What is it? And why couldn't it have been a sausage roll?
Use pointy thing.
This thing's got the tensile strength of a railroad spike, but it's the width of an Ardox nail. Surely I can find a use for it, whatever it is.
Use pointy thing with hinge.
Lou with a view. Perfect. That ought to hold me weight. Well, the weight of an average human anyway. Last room standing.
Exit to inaccessible room.
No sign of an exit, but bloody hell. This place looks like an abattoir in a blimmin' Quincy What's-His-Face movie. Finally, a clue I can relate to.
Let's look at Mark.
Quincy Jones.
No, terrorist. You can't use a mop to get bloodstains out. What you need is red wine. And then white wine to get the red wine out. A good murder investigator always carries his own mop. Looks like congealed blood. Feels like congealed blood. Don't even want to think about where all this came from. It's one of them cleaning buckets with wheels on. I can't get any closer to the hole or I'll fall through. I can't combine those things. Well, those things together.
Plastic knife.
Thank goodness I got to this plastic knife before it fell into the plastic hands of them plastic dummies in the basement. What the hell is clapfest? What the hell is...
There's a poster on the wall.
Sit lap. This place just keeps getting weirder.
There's letters on the wall.
That way leads to certain death. Back to the toilet already. I can see some daylight way down there. Wonder what lies on the other end.
Use fake hand with broken pipe.
Let's see what happens when I do this. Blimey, I think that went all the way outside. Hey, Lambert, I'm sending myself out to you one piece at a time.
No!
This is the dummy hand.
I've never scrubbed a toilet in my life, and I'm certainly not going to start now. Nah, if I add evidence out to Lambert, he'll just run off to forensic with it and forget about me. Nah.
Okay, let's see if we can get these items.
Oh, that's quite handy. It's part of my job to keep knives off our city streets.
Okay, then. So, I believe I can cut the... I'm going to try to cut some rope with the plastic knife.
That's going to take a while.
Well, that may be.
Hold still! Don't cut yourself. I know. I'm not even wearing safety gloves. There. You're free to go.
This guy's got
the Clappersbridge Police Service. Boy, I don't get to say that very often. Oh, you silly fellow. You never told me you had cement shoes. You can't go home like that.
Listen, mate, you've done enough. Thanks for getting me this far.
Hold on, I'm sure I can help. Let's be honest with ourselves here. It took you a stupid amount of time to realise I was wearing tape. And then it took you half a donkey's before you could slice a flipping rope. By the time you've wrapped your head round this one, I could have walked back to town. In fact, probably quicker if I do. Toodaloo. I never did find out what that thing was, or where he got those nice pajamas. You're welcome. No spare tile, no emergency blanket, no flares, no tin of soup. That's living on the edge.
All right, now we got the petrol-soaked flames. I mean, petrol-soaked rope. I don't know what else.
I was gonna say, yeah.
And I've got a fake hand for our new son.
Here you are, little fella. Try this.
It's so beautiful. I love you so.
You don't need that nasty old hook anymore.
Oh, me old mate Hooky's been a real friend all these years. A horrible, nasty, scabby, chafing friend. Old Bojo's gonna choke on his roast pheasant when he sees the line up at my shoe shine stand. Oh, thank you, sir. Anything you need from me, you can have it.
The hook?
It's yours.
Isn't it great when you do someone a favour and they think you're doing it for them, but you're really doing it for you? It's win-win. Could you dance for me again? Fare thee well. What am I thinking?
All right. Switch to Hector and get the rope.
This thing reeks of petrol.
Really?
Whoa.
Sorry, my sneeze.
That'll make a crude fuse. All I need now is something with a bit of kick.
Alright, I think with that, we will save an exit. What are you, a wimp? Yes, a big one.